today on Real Radio.
But what's not being reported so much in the Western press is ISIS' true goal. Now, look, people, what I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to ask you, you have to take my word for it. I'm not asking you to believe me, but I'm asking you to take my word for it enough to go search and see if it's true. Because you're not going to get this from Fox News. You're not going to get this from CNN or NBC or BBC. But ISIS is literally devoted to and has issued commands for ISIS warriors to go through communities, to go through villages, and find out who in the community, in the village, are Christians.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's special edition of Real Radio, we'll step aside from our series, The Parables of Jesus, to present to you a recent conversation Pastor Jack and I had about another ministry that is a friend to Real Radio. You'll be hearing the name Heather Mercer and her website, givehopeforiraq.org, which tells about how you can get involved. Now, this is an organization that provides aid in things like food, water, housing, and evangelism in areas where the Islamic group ISIS is now on the move. Get ready. You're going to want to take down some information. Meanwhile, let's hear that discussion. Pastor Jack, you threw a name at me this morning, and I have no idea who this woman is, so I want to find out who it is. Heather Mercer.
Yeah, Heather Mercer has been a longtime friend of Lisa and I and of this church, actually. And the reason why you're probably maybe not aware of her name or remember her name is she has been really living, ministering, working in the north of Iraq. And let me give you a little bit of background for our listeners and to maybe, in all honesty, build the intensity of what we're going to do here today on Real Radio. Because, friends, listen, before I share with you a little bit about Heather Mercer and her wonderful husband, Mahanan, and what they're doing in the north of Iraq. Let me give you a little bit of background. Heather Mercer made international news in 2000 and in 2001 when she was working with a German-based humanitarian group in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And her and her team had been working on not only helping people, but what they were doing was sharing the Jesus film that we've all seen.
Sure.
In fact, Jesus film is the most viewed movie in all human history.
Is
People don't
fact?
Realize that.
I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, most viewed movie.
Huh.
And so she was showing the Jesus film. They would do that at night by invitation in people's homes.
In Afghanistan?
In Afghanistan.
That could not be a safe thing to be doing.
It's not a safe thing to do, especially, you know, knowing what we know now regarding the Taliban.
Okay.
The Taliban at that time was running Afghanistan. And
surely she knew the danger she was in.
She knew the dangers.
Okay, all right.
Heather, I can't give you too much about Heather's upbringing and background because she grew up under in a home, let's just say that a home that was regarding intelligence operations in the world was a very, very... She grew up in a family that was connected, I'll say that. And so she knew what she was getting into, running the risk, but her love for... the Afghanis and love for Jesus trumped the danger.
Okay.
And so Heather was there with her team ministering when someone turned them in to the Taliban, the religious police, and they were arrested. And when this broke open, it made international news. A trial commenced, and Heather, with a few others, were condemned, put in jail, and sentenced to death. And
for showing the Jesus movie.
Yeah, for
really?
For spreading the gospel.
Wow. Okay.
And Islam doesn't allow that. Islam, you know, it's just like today in Saudi Arabia, you cannot go share the gospel.
Yeah.
And good luck, you know, for you to do it in Iran as well.
No, this is all pre-9/11.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is all pre-9/11.
Okay.
And so word gets out to the U.S. State Department that Heather and her team, this is under now the administration of then President George Bush.
Okay.
And so covertly, a plan was being assembled to get her out of there. And so she was imprisoned with her team and sentenced to death. And so
you say team. She wasn't there by herself.
She was not there by herself.
Okay.
And so I remember Heather telling Lisa and I over dinner one night, and she was sharing how she had been moved to a shipping container, a storage container. And she had been in there for weeks on end. And the man that was commissioned to make sure that she was fed and had water would say, you know, I'm beginning to like you. You're a very nice person.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, you know, I've been told by my leaders that I have to, or that I will take you tomorrow and you're going to be killed. And I don't want that to happen, but I'm sorry. And so for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, Heather lived each day with that specter of today's the day I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Now, I want all of you out there to listen to that. As a Christian, for Jesus, she was told, tomorrow you're going to die. Now, how would you sleep if you knew that? What would your thoughts be? You are an American girl, a young lady with your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
And you know that your love for Jesus and serving him now has brought you to the place where you may very well have hours to live. So she told Lisa and I that she had reconciled, of course, with the Lord and with herself that I'm dead. I'm good as dead.
Yeah.
And so she told her captor, she said, listen, if I'm going to die, I want you to go into town. There's a dress in town that's beautiful, and it's a traditional Afghani dress. I want you to get me that dress because I want to die in that dress.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it just freaked the guy out.
Really?
You know? And it was amazing.
Yeah. This is the guard she was
This
asking.
Is the guard, okay. Yeah. And so once she realized, hey, I'm dead, boldness just took over.
I mean,
Heather's a bold girl anyway, but she is, I've often said this to both her and friends, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but she's the closest thing I've seen to Paul the Apostle, except wearing a skirt.
Yeah, isn't that
if
funny?
If Paul the Apostle wore a dress, that would be Heather.
I was just thinking Paul the Apostle. That's
She's so bold, and we just love her zeal and her passion for the Lord. And so what happened was September 11th hit.
Right. And she's in jail at this point. Or she's in the shipping container.
She's
at this
in a shipping container.
Getting ready to die.
DC's under attack.
Okay.
New York's under attack. America is under attack. September 11th, 2001. And she began to hear through the shipping container words, people speaking, what's going on in America.
Yeah.
That Islam has attacked America. And then their excitement, you know, ratcheted down a bit, and they realized, uh-oh, America's going to be coming after us now.
Okay, yeah.
And the fear of the United States and its retaliation was now on the lips of the Afghanis and her captors, the Taliban.
Yeah.
And so things began to unravel. So he did tell her, her captor did say, tomorrow's really the day. You're going to die tomorrow. And in the night, lo and behold, President Bush had dispatched a special ops group, Navy SEALs and U.S. Army Delta Force.
Okay.
And they stormed into the town in which they were being held captive. In fact, this has been now on the news. People can go back and look at this. They can read Heather's book on this amazing rescue mission by our U.S. Special Forces. And she was rescued. She was rescued with a few others.
Is that a fact?
Yep. Marines came in. SEALs came in. Scooped them up, ran them down the street. She said it was just like right out of a movie.
What's the name of her book?
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking. It's called Prisoner of Hope.
So to recap,
yeah,
Heather Mercer, ministering in Afghanistan, Taliban comes along, locks her in a shipping container. She's condemned to death. She's going to die. 9/11/2001 happens, and she, right after that, gets rescued by the Delta Force and the SEALs and the American forces. Okay, so that's the update. What happens next?
Yeah, so she's obviously now, thank God, her and her team lifted from Afghanistan in the night, taken to a facility where she was eventually brought home to the United States. and frankly to the fact that she was able to live and tell her story is amazing. Now, you would think that somebody like that would not go to the Middle East again.
Right. I wouldn't.
I understand that, but I told you earlier, she's Paul the Apostle in a skirt, right, ladies and gentlemen. So what she did, and after much prayer and recuperation back here in the States, she felt a strong leading of the Lord to go into Iraq. Now you say, why didn't she go back to Afghanistan? The United States will not allow her to go back to Afghanistan.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. They spent millions of dollars getting her and her team out, and she is, they don't want her going in there again.
Okay, so she's just a normal citizen. She's a regular citizen. Yeah. And she was working in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I'd like to add this to what you just said.
Go
she's
ahead.
A normal citizen, and when I talked to Heather and spent time with Heather, she's also what I would say a normal Christian. She's what we should be.
Okay.
Normal. That's normal Christianity.
Okay. All right.
Is what she's doing.
Wow.
And so so she set her sights on the northern regions of Iraq many years ago, the Kurds,
yeah,
to minister to them. And she founded there in the north and had built a place called the Freedom Center. And it's fantastic. It's a wonderful place where people can come, and it's a place where they can hear about Jesus. Now, in that part of the world, and this is hard for us Westerners to deal with, in that part of the world, you just can't hold a crusade. You
yeah.
can't bring in, you know, some Christian band
and an
evangelist.
Yeah, it's a death sentence,
you'll
isn't
get
it?
Blown up.
Yeah.
No, first of all, no one's going to come because they'll get blown up for coming.
Yeah.
And they're just not going to allow such a thing. And so really what works, as it does mostly in Europe, same in the Middle East, is friendship evangelism.
Okay.
And us Westerners, we don't have the patience for that. You've got to get to know people for years.
Yeah.
Then share the gospel with them.
Really?
Yeah, because they won't believe you.
Yeah.
They want to see your life. They want to see a changed life.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear it preached. They'd rather watch it preached by how you live your life. And so Heather won them over, frankly. And just before the Freedom Center was to be launched, something right out of the pit of hell, in my opinion, demonically energized and empowered and spawned in the depths of evil, rose ISIS,
okay,
the Islamic State. And so that is, as we all know now, wreaking havoc in Iraq and Syria and in other parts of the world. And so rather than Heather packing up and heading home for safety, Heather has paused the Freedom Center and has converted it into a refugee center. Because as you, I hope all of you listening to my voice right now know, that millions of people have been displaced
right.
by the tyranny of ISIS.
Right.
And let's identify, first of all, who these people are. Number
okay.
one, they are Muslims who are not sold-out Muslims, I guess, okay? ISIS views them as turncoats or they're not committed. So they're killing Muslims. And they're killing Muslims who do not agree with their particular view of Islam. They're also killing Yazidis. Yazidis, it's a religious, we would say they're a cult.
Okay.
In the West, we would say that they're a cult.
But they're a fairly large religion in Iraq?
I don't know if they're large,
okay.
but they're present.
All right.
They're definitely present. And so they began killing Yazidis. But what's not being reported so much in the Western press is ISIS' true goal. Now, look, people, what I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to ask you, you have to take my word for it. I'm not asking you to believe me, but I'm asking you to take my word for it enough to go search and see if it's true. Because you're not going to get this from Fox News. You're not going to get this from CNN or NBC or BBC.
Uh-huh.
But ISIS is literally devoted to and has issued commands for ISIS warriors to go through communities, to go through villages, and find out who in the community, in the village, are Christians.
Okay.
Some of you may, now I may jar some of your memories now. You may have seen this U-shaped icon with a dot in the middle.
Yeah.
That is Arabic. That's the letter
C?
N.
Oh, no. Oh, is it N?
But if you take a C and turn it up like a U
okay.
and put a dot in the middle.
Yeah.
In Arabic, that is the symbol for a Christian.
Okay.
That is Nun, N-U-N. That is a Christian. That's the identification of a Christian.
Okay.
They would say that is Muslims, Islam would say that's an infidel, unbelieving, that's a Christian. It's actually worse than an infidel. Maybe in the town that you live in. I know here in Southern California, there are people who have infidel on their trucks or on their cars. And what does that mean? It means I'm not a Muslim.
Okay.
Well, for this symbol to be displayed, it's more than that. It's not only saying I'm not a Muslim, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
And so you can look at this on online. There are images where ISIS would go through a town and they would paint this noon, this N on homes.
Okay.
Marking the homes, the exact opposite of the Passover in Egypt with the blood on the doorpost, right, where the death angel would pass over. Well, ISIS would put this mark on the doors of houses of Christians. They're still doing it as you and I speak, David.
Is that a fact?
And then the warriors come through. They go into those homes. If anybody's still in the house, then they kill them on the spot. But what's happened is these Christians would see this mark on their home, and then they would, of course, flee. They became refugees.
Sure.
And if they weren't killed, remember, they're trying to get out of Iraq. Listen to this. They're trying to get out of Iraq to get out of the hands of ISIS. And they have said, we would rather confront Al-Qaeda in Syria.
Wow.
Who may be a little bit more merciful than ISIS is.
Is that a fact?
I mean, you want to talk about the lesser of the two evils?
Yeah.
They're living it.
Wow.
So just north of in Iraq, Heather has this facility that if some of you care to look at it, we'll make sure that we provide the link for you to see it.
Yeah.
That the needs are overwhelming. And we've just met with Heather. And pretty soon, in the next few weeks, what we'll do, Davey, is we'll get Heather on the phone from Iraq to share with all of our listeners. The need is overwhelming. Now, I can tell you that we here at Real Radio personally and here at the church, we are involved. We are doing what we can. But it's bigger than us. Friends, listen, Real Radio listeners, it's bigger than us. And so what I'm asking you to consider right now, man, if you got to pull over to hear this or whatever it takes, you know, producer Steve's in the studio with us right now, and I just, you know, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, this is called Real Radio because we started this because it's real.
Yeah.
We're real.
It's the real deal.
We're not fake. We love Jesus. If you don't like what we say, we love you, but you can turn the channel.
Yeah.
Right? We understand that. It's a free country. Turn the channel. But you know what? We are what we are. We're a bunch of sinners saved by the grace of God, and Jesus has transformed our lives.
Amen.
And until he comes to pick us up, and I pray that's today, we've got to be busy about our Father's business.
Right.
So, yeah, this is Real Radio putting out a real plea. And I hope this carries some weight with all of you today. If you're a listener to this program on any form or any bit regular at all, you know that we might very softly give you the opportunity to get involved to help us. Every channel we're on is through listener-sponsored radio. We do not have campaigns. We don't have fundraisers.
Right.
We operate as God provides. Now, you on the other side of this radio might be saying, oh, here it comes. Yeah. He's going to ask us for money. Yeah, but I'm not asking it for us.
Right.
I'm not asking it for Real Radio. We don't want your money. We're not asking you to support us.
Right.
We believe so much in what Heather's doing.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get a cut, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to get 3%. We get zero.
Yeah.
We so believe in what Heather and her team's doing in northern Iraq that we're asking you to go to the website directly. It's going to be givehopeforiraq.org. givehopeforiraq.org. And get connected with her directly, my friends. Why? I tell you what, right now, I'm going around town right now to various car dealerships, Ford, Chevy, Toyota. We're trying to find used, she needs 4 used pickups.
Okay, so this is practical stuff. This is stuff she needs.
Yeah.
Let's lay it out there.
Yeah, she needs 4 pickups that they need to transport goods that are being donated from various areas that are coming in from the airport, things like that.
Okay.
Sponsorship for children. These refugee women have brought their kids. The men have been killed. It's women and kids.
Right.
They need to clothe them, and not only clothe them, feed them. And listen, Heather is assembling teachers, so they're going to start teaching them.
Wow.
This is a humanitarian crisis, frankly, that the United Nations is sitting out.
Right.
I have my sarcastic reasons as to why.
Okay.
You know, when Christians are being killed in the world, nobody really cares. And
right.
the UN certainly could care less. Oh, they're only killing Christians. Why get involved?
Right.
Our government's not getting involved because, after all, they're only killing Christians.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if they're killing Christians, for that matter, if they're killing Christians, if they're killing anybody, okay, if they're killing Yazidis or Muslims who were recreational Muslims and found out, I am not a true Muslim after all,
right.
in light of what I'm saying.
Right.
Is it incumbent upon us as Christians to bless all of them, to reach all of them
yeah.
with the love of God?
Yeah.
And they don't need another sermon. They need food. They need clothes. They need items to get this thing going. And Heather's website can tell you exactly how you can get involved. But I'm asking you to give money to another ministry that we get nothing back from. I promise you that. To make a difference. Go to your local store or neighborhood. Go to your local ministries where you live and share with them after reading Heather's website.
Right.
Do a, you know, print it out and find out. Do a neighborhood thing. Get the kids together. And maybe you can ship socks for children.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, things like that. Friends, listen, what I don't want you to do is not get involved. You say, well, I only have a dollar.
Right.
You understand that's more than what they have?
Right. Right,
you understand?
Right.
Imagine if 1 million people who heard this broadcast today sent a buck to Heather.
That would cover a lot.
It would cover a lot. I mean, I know right now on the sheet of paper that we have, they just to meet their demands that are present right now with all the people that are there.
Right.
School, clothing, books, 5 trucks, you know, beds, wood to make beds, mattresses, things like this. She's saying that they need $3.6 million.
Okay.
Now, I know that's a lot of money, but you know, not to our God, it's not.
Now, for this to be important enough for you to back off of our regular programming,
that's right.
for this program, $3.5 million seems like a lot of money, and it indeed is. And this is just our way of saying, let's give Heather a hand.
I'm going to, listen, I want all of you to pay attention to this. I'm going to take you behind the microphone a little bit. Do you understand what we're doing here? And do you understand what we're risking here at Real Radio? Because the station you're hearing this on right now might not approve of what we're doing.
Good point.
They might say, we don't like people asking for money on our radio, and that's why Real Radio is on the air, on our channel.
Right.
And we say amen to that. I want to stress again, we're not asking for us.
We're not going to get a cent.
We're asking Christians, for that matter, I'm asking non-Christians who care to get involved to help what Heather's doing, and we're running the risk of being ejected from this radio station that you're hearing my voice on. That's how much we believe in what's happening in the north of Iraq. That's how serious this is.
I came into the studio today, and you started telling me about
Heather Mercer.
Heather Mercer. And I said, who is this Heather? So the bottom line is this. We, as Real Radio family, mm-hmm. should really take on
Let's
Heather.
Let's do it.
Let's get around her. Because I yesterday was in a conversation with a friend, and the whole conversation just ended up being frustration that I can't do anything about ISIS. I can't do anything about Iraq. I can't do anything about Afghanistan. But it turns out I can.
Yeah, you can. In fact, how about this? How about the Real Radio audience become a church right now?
Yeah.
Let's just become a church right now, and let's meet her needs.
Okay, we've been listening to a recently recorded conversation that I had with Pastor Jack Hibbs right here on Real Radio about Heather Mercer and her ministry called GiveHopeForIraq.org. Now that's GiveHope, the number 4, Iraq.org. It's an organization that provides aid in things like food, water, housing, and evangelism in areas where the Islamic militant group ISIS is on the move. Once again, that's GiveHope, the number 4, Iraq.org. GiveHopeForIraq.org. On tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, we'll pick up where we left off in Pastor Jack's series, The Parables of Jesus. Our telephone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Real Life with Jack Hibbs. I'm David J. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.